Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. A'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu zkurullaha zikran katsira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Sadaqallahul azim. Hazrat Khaja Azizur Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, he states in his poetry, Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein, which you have heard before. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پھڑ پڑائے جا تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پھڑ پڑائے جا
If only we can understand this. In whatever condition you are, whatever condition you are, we all know our own conditions. We know the condition of our hearts better than anyone else. The cardiologist cannot know our heart better than we know ourselves, because we know when we feel the pain, when we get the tightness on the chest. The cardiologist is sleeping somewhere, what does he know? That when you are getting the pains on the chest, until you don't inform him. So just as we know our physical heart better than anyone else, or the state of our health, in the same way, the spiritual condition of our heart also we know very well. Who does not know the condition of his heart? Outwardly we can show a different kind of face. Our outward can be very misleading. We can have the garments of the pious and the righteous, which is essential. I am not denying it. But the condition of our hearts, the spiritual condition, we know better than anyone else. That how much of jealousy is in our hearts, how much of malice there is, how much of greed there is. Outwardly we talk about taqwa and about zuhud and about no love for dunya. The love of dunya has left our hearts. But when the test comes, then it shows how much of love of the dunya is still in that heart. So malice, greed, pride, anger, evil, lust and passions. Now all these type of things which are engulfing our hearts, sometimes they create a kind of despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. They create a condition where the person sort of despairs. He says, now what? I can't seem to get anywhere. I'm trying, but I'm just there and there. I don't seem to be making any progress. My heart does not seem to be changing its condition. So So shaitan then tells this person that what is the sense of making any more effort now? You tried many times and you failed, so give it up as a bad job and carry on in your evil lifestyle, because you can't seem to really make sincere tawbah from your sins. Now that is the trap of shaitan. This person who is at least making tawbah, he is making an effort, but he can't seem to get anywhere. Now what is he going to do if he's going to despair, and if he's going to say, well, that's the end of the day? Then he is going to get deeper and deeper into sins, and it's going to make his life more restless, and it is going to create destruction. So even if the person has made tawbah a million times, and he has no intention of breaking the tawbah, but it breaks, then what must he do? Must he then continue in the life of sins and say, well, now I don't have to make tawbah anymore? So this is what Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh says, that whatever your condition, whatever the condition may be, Mawla se law lagaye ja, attach your heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever the condition, there is no other choice. Some people complain and they say, this is happening and that is happening and that is happening, and I'm making so much dua too, but nothing seems to be. So I tell them, what do you want to do? Are you angry with Allah Ta'ala? Then get out of His kingdom. If you're angry with Allah Ta'ala, then get out of His kingdom. Don't eat the food and the rizq that He is providing. Don't make use of the shelter that He is providing. Don't breathe the fresh air that He is giving you. Do not look with your eyes at all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Do not put into your stomach the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Everything that you are using is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So where are you going to go if you're going to get angry with Allah Ta'ala? Where are you going to go? If a father is angry with a child, then what must the child do? If the mother is angry with the child, what must the child do? The child must cling to the garment of the mother, cling to the garment of the father, and say, whatever I have done, I'm ashamed of, I regret, you are my parents, forgive me. So no matter how hard-hearted the parent may be, but if the child shows remorse and regret and shame, then the parent will say, well, no matter how far you may have gone, or no matter how much you may have hurt our feelings, but you can come back. And the mother will take that child again in her lap if it is a small child, because the child showed some remorse. But if the child shows arrogance, that I don't care, I'm independent now, what do you think of yourselves? Only you can support me. I've got plenty of money. I've got a very good degree and qualification, and I've got a good business. I don't really bother about you all. Then will the parents tell them that you are beloved to us, never mind whatever it is, come back? There must be some sort of regret. So in the same way here, no matter what our condition may be, but tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. Cry before Allah Ta'ala. What is not there in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala? What is not there in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Look around the universe, look into your own bodies and yourselves, look around in the world and see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, so forgiving, that He is even providing for the kuffar, those who are rejecting Him, is providing for the mushrikeen, is giving to the Yahud and the Nasara. The sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean benefit everyone, whether the person is a believer or not a believer. It's not that if the believer has to drink water, then it's water for him. And if the Yahud or the Nasara or the Kuffar have to drink water, then it's poison for them. It's not that when the sun shines, then it's heat on the heads of those who are believers, and it is coolness or no heat at all for those who are disbelievers. The air that we breathe, everything that we make use of, Allah Ta'ala is giving to everybody. Then why should He deprive that believer who is turning towards Him? But that believer must have that deep-hearted connection with Allah Ta'ala. At least when he is making dua, when he is turning towards Allah Ta'ala, then he must show that he has distanced himself and he has hurt and harmed no one but himself. By his transgression, he has harmed no one but himself. When he shows that to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and asks for forgiveness, then see what Allah Ta'ala gives on that. On nadamat, on istighfar and tawbah. So he says, in whatever condition you may be. Now this is the same poetry which I have explained many times, but every time that we explain there may be a different angle to it, or even if it's the same thing. The thing is that that is the solution. Se baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Allah Ta'ala has given us wings. He compares us with that bird that is caged. It has got wings. What must it do if it is caged? It must show restlessness. It must fly from this end of the cage to the other side, hurting itself sometimes on this end and hurting itself sometimes on that end. That the passerby also feels mercy, sympathy. Says, look at this bird, it has been caged, but it seems like it has left the freedom of the outside world and it has been put inside this cage and it wants to fly out and be again with its company and with its companions. But it's very restless. It will die in this cage if I have to leave it in this state. So the person passing by might, because of this restlessness that this bird is showing, he will open that cage and it will fly away. As somebody said,
Azad mujhko kar de, o qaid karne wale, Azad mujhko kar de, o qaid karne wale, main begunah hoon qaidi, mujhe chhod kar duale.
So that is what the bird is saying from inside the cage. It says, Azad mujhko kar de, o qaid karne wale, O you who has imprisoned me, set me free. Main begunah hoon qaidi, mujhe chhod kar duale. I am a sinless prisoner. Open the cage and take my duas. But of course this is referring to those birds which were flying around. They were free and then the person catches it and put it inside the cage. But if they grow up in the cage and by releasing them they will be devoured by the cat and by other animals, then it is permissible to keep the bird in the cage as long as the cage is spacious, you feed the bird, you care for it. Then it is permissible. But I am talking about those birds which were free and the person just captures it and puts it into a small cage. So he says, Azad mujhko kar de o qaid karne wale, main begunah hoon qaidi mujhe chhod kar duale.
So he says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the bird wings. What it must do? It must flap the wings. In the same way we as believers, Allah ta'ala has given us tears. Allah Ta'ala has given us what we term as remorse, regret. The sifats we got, I must flap those wings of regret, of remorse, of shame, of nadamat. Cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Express a restlessness because of our sins. And turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala too will say that, enough my servant, enough. I don't want you to fall sick. I don't want you to continue with your crying anymore. My maghfirat is for you. The angels will make dua for this person. Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर गोना निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा ज़र्बे किसी के नाम की दिल पे यूं ही लगाए जा ضربِ کسی کے نام کی دل پر یوں ہی لگائے جا گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ در یوں ہی کٹ کٹائے جا खोले वो या न खोले दर, उस पे हो क्यों तेरी नजर। खोले वो या न खोले दर, उस पे हो क्यों तेरी नजर। तू तो बस अपना काम कर, यानी सदा लगाए जा।
Your job is to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. You keep on tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala. Even human beings in this world, if the person goes on tapping, then even if he does not want to open the door, finally he will open the door. And he will give something to that person. The door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says, you keep on tapping. Khole wo ya na khole dar, uspe ho kyun teri nazar. Your job is not to wait and see whether he is opening the door or not opening the door. You do your side of the contract, fulfill your side of the contract, and that is that you go on making dua, beg of Allah, ask Him, plead to Him. He knows in His wisdom how much to give and to whom to give and when to give. Your job is not to wait for the door to open. You go on knocking. Us pe ho kyun teri nazar? Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. You go on pleading to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Go on calling Allah ta'ala. There's no such thing as there is a saturation stage that the person says, no, I did enough. There's no enough there, because the more love you will get for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more it will make you do ibadat and zikr and tilawat. The more enjoyment the person will get. Then Allah ta'ala will open the doors. When He will open the doors, and when Allah ta'ala will come into that heart, then He will come into the heart with all His sifats. And then that heart will be the capital of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That heart will then become the capital of Allah ta'ala. In this world, when there's a capital, the capital city, you can't take it along with you anywhere. The rulers of the country, they can't take the capital city along with them anywhere. If they are going somewhere, the capital city will remain there. But this person, when he is going to go anywhere, he will take the capital city, the capital of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the tajalli of Allah ta'ala, which is coming into that heart, he will take it with him anywhere and everywhere that he will go. And that is what makes people then attracted towards that person, because he has got Allah ta'ala in his heart. His heart becomes like a magnet, pulling the others towards Allah ta'ala. So what a beautiful life then that person leads. Now this is what we all want. And there is no other route, there is no other way except obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and plenty of istighfar, tawbah and nadamat over sins. If the person does these two things in these days, he's a wali of Allah ta'ala. That he makes the maximum effort to fulfill the rights of everyone, Allah and His servants and His creation, and that because of human weakness, the person is going to make mistakes, errors, then plenty of nadamat and tawbah, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will get him connected. How many times, 120 times, we have heard the hadith from different people that the universe is in existence because of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Until one person remains on this earth saying Allah, the universe will remain in existence. When there will be nobody left to take the name of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the universe. Now that Allah also is not the person saying it very sincerely from his heart or anything of that kind. Just the word Allah, a believer taking the name of Allah, just the loves, the word. So if just the word Allah of a believer can keep the universe in existence, imagine if the haqiqat of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart of that believer. If the haqiqat and the reality of Allah is in the heart of the believer, then how much alive himself he will be. His eyes will have hayat, his qalb will have hayat, his tongue will have hayat, his ears will have hayat, he himself will be full of hayat. That will be real life, because he's got Allah. So Allah Ta'ala will keep his heart alive, and his heart will be alive spiritually, then all the parts of his body will be alive spiritually. Otherwise he will be human form, but he will be mayyit, he will be a dead person. In the eye of Allah Ta'ala, the person will be a dead person, corpse. lifeless. In spite of the person flying from here to there, and this cabinet to that cabinet, and this country to that country, and owning plenty of gold, silver, and oil wells, but in the eye of Allah Ta'ala, that person is like a corpse. And that person whose heart will be alive with the name of Allah Ta'ala, with the haqiqat of that, then wherever he goes, he will take the hayat with him. And so many others' lives will also become full of hayat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of making amal on the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and give us those hearts that He gives to the awliya siddiqeen.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جلالی گاہ جمالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. पंजाए गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. सुन मेरे नाले, सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. सुन मेरे नाले, सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह, अल्लाह. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह, अल्लाह. अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाह. अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह. शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह, अल्लाह. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह, अल्लाह. Allah, 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 Allah. दीदाए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में. दीदए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सब से हटा लूं अपनी नजर में, तेरा ही जलवा पेशे नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। दीदए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में, तेरा ही जलवा पेशे नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमा लूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमा लूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं बुलाना खुद भी अगर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमा लूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में, भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं भुलाना खुद भी अगर में। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम व सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah. Illallah, illallah Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف میرے پیارے اللہ میرے رحیم اللہ میرے کریم اللہ میرے ستار غفار اللہ میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ میرے رحم کرنے والے اللہ یا کریم کرم فرما یا رحیم رحم فرما یا غفار مغفرت فرما یا ستار ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما اے میرے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ وی آر یور سنفل سرونٹس ریزنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو او مائی اللہ وی کانفیس بیفور یو وی ایکنالج ایوری سن آف اوورز وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ این یو آف اوور سنس او اللہ وی آر اشیمڈ آف دا سنس دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ وی ریئلائز دیٹ وی یوزڈ آل یور نعمتس And oh Allah, when the energy came into our bodies, then we used it for your disobedience. Ay Allah, tera hi diya hua khana, kha karke jab humare jism mein quwwat aur taqat aayi, to tere hi khilaaf humne usko istemal kiya. Oh Allah, when we got strong, fit and healthy bodies after eating the food provided by you, oh Allah, we committed zina with those bodies. Oh Allah, we looked at haram with those eyes, we listened to haram with those ears, Oh Allah, we spoke haram with our tongues, we touched our haram with our hands, and we walked towards haram places with our feet. Oh Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then, but oh Allah, how merciful and kind you are, that you did not seize us there and then. Yet, oh Allah, the strength had come into our bodies after eating the food provided by you, oh my beloved Allah. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, O my Allah. Ey Allah, hum kisi bhi hal mein hai, lekin mere Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Ey Allah, if we are not going to tap at your door, whose door are we going to tap? Ey Allah, who else is there that can forgive us besides you? Oh Allah, we cannot purchase forgiveness with our wealth in the bazaars and marketplaces. Oh my beloved Allah, forgiveness is in your hands. Oh Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Oh Allah, what else has gathered us here except that we want forgiveness of our sins? We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere. Oh Allah, everywhere in the world the ummah is suffering. Oh Allah, because the large majority of us are sinning day and night. Oh Allah, in spite of what is happening around the world, seeing the destruction of the masajid, seeing the destruction of our brothers and sisters' lives. Oh Allah, seeing the destruction of the weak and the feeble and the old. Oh Allah, seeing the destruction of cities and villages. But oh Allah, it is causing no stir in our hearts. Oh Allah, besides a few words, oh my Allah, we do not seem to change our lives. Ay, mere Allah, tu hamein tawfiq toba ata farma. Make us make sincere toba, oh my Allah. Bless us with those hearts that you give to the awliya siddiqeen. Ey Allah, they carry your tajalli in their hearts. What gardens they carry in their hearts. Oh Allah, the gardens of Jannat are nothing because they carry you in their hearts. And you are the creator of those gardens. Ey Allah, jab tu unke dilon mein aa jata hai, to mere pyare Allah, phir shams o qamar ki roshni unke samne phiki pad jati hai.
اے میرے اللہ تو ہمارے دلوں میں آ جا. اے اللہ, put so much of your love into our hearts that it becomes easy to do everything pleasing to you and easy to give up everything that is displeasing to you. Oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the gutters. Ey Allah, they want to see our destruction. Oh Allah, they do not become pleased when we turn towards you, for they know that if we only get a little taste and enjoyment of iman in our hearts, then we are not going to return to them anymore. Oh my beloved Allah, they are our declared enemies. Ey Allah, make us also their enemies. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to discipline our nafs and to suppress our nafs from all its evil desires. Ey Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ey mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere Rahim Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my kind, loving, compassionate Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, when we were committing sins in the darkness of nights, then we thought that nobody was watching us, nobody was aware of what we were doing. But oh Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You see that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, how can you not be seeing us? Oh Allah, this very moment you are seeing our hands raised before you. Oh Allah, you are seeing the tears rolling down from our eyes. Oh Allah, you are seeing the shame and nadamat and the remorse and the regret that is in our hearts. Haveri Allah, nobody can see that except you. Oh my beloved Allah, what is in our hearts is in your sight. Allah, we are ashamed of what we have done from the time we became of age up till now. And oh Allah, we are making a pledge, we do not want to return to them anymore. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage like lions against our nafs and shaitan. Allah, what has television brought into our lives? It has taken away haya and modesty from our lives. It has taken away haya and shame and modesty from the lives of our children. No more respect and honor is left, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with filthy passions and desires. Ey Allah, even our namazes are no more enjoyable. Our zikr is no more enjoyable. Oh Allah, the masjids do not give us comfort anymore in our hearts because of the state of our hearts watching the filth on the television screens. Oh my beloved Allah, what we are making tawbah tonight. Ey Allah, tu wohi Allah hai. Ey Allah, tu wohi Allah hai jo Ramzan Sharif mein Allah tha. Oh Allah, even though the month of Ramadan has gone, but you are still the same Allah. Nothing has decreased in your treasures of forgiveness, oh my Allah. Allah, aaj tere darwaze rahmat ko khol de. Tere darwaze maghfirat ko khol de. Allah, so many young people want to turn towards you. Oh Allah, make things easy for them. Allah, remove the obstacles in their path. Oh Allah, the evil deeds that they committed in their lives. Oh Allah, wipe off those evil deeds from their naam-e-amal. Ey Allah, hum sab ke naam-e-amal se, mere Allah, humare gunahon ke amal khatam farma. Ey Allah, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai. Ey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, humein sehat ata farma. Bless us with good health, oh my Allah. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Bless us with long life, with good deeds, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Ey Allah, humein teri marifat naseeb farma. Tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Tera qurb naseeb farma. Teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Ey mere Allah, bless us with your marifat and your yaqeen. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with shukr over the ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us with your closeness. Give us such a bond and an attachment with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh my beloved Allah, we are begging of you. We are not begging of human beings. Human beings become angry if we beg of them. You become pleased if we beg of you. Oh Allah, bless us with halal rizq and sustenance. plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Extremely easily, O my beloved Allah, provide for us from sources unknown to us. Ay Allah, intihai asani ke saath, baghair mehnat aur mushaqqat ke, ay Allah, tere rahmat se, barkat wale rozi aadme ata farma. Ay Allah, those who have financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Those whose children have become disobedient, they have gone on to drugs and drinks and other vices. Oh my beloved Allah, bring those children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Those children who have distanced themselves from their parents. Oh Allah, put hidayat into their hearts. Give them the realization that they are going to face nothing but destruction in this world and in the akhirat if they are going to disobey their parents and you. And oh Allah, put love into the hearts of the parents. And give parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to their children. Allah, give tawfiq to the parents to throw out of their homes all the filth that has entered into those homes. And to throw out of those rooms all the filthy literature that have entered into those rooms. Ay, mere Allah, to hum sabko panch waqt ki namaz jamaat ke saath padhne ki tawfiq ata farma. To fast in the month of Ramadan. To give zakat if due. To give go for hajj if farz. Give us the tawfiq to speak the truth. To be honest in our dealings. O Allah, to distance us from all lies. O my Allah, distance us from lies. Distance us from haram. Allah, haram doesn't bring any barakat in any person's life. Allah, hame halal rizq ata farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, aaj musalman ummat ki jiske liye mere rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka khoon baha, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood and sweat flowed. Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tears wet his garments on how many occasions. When he went into sajda, his places of sajda were filled with his tears for the sake of the ummat. Allah, that ummat for whom his feet swelled, that ummat for whom he was tortured and persecuted so much. Allah, aaj ummat pure alam ke andar pareshan hai. Allah, aaj ummat sare alam ke andar gunahon ki wajah se pareshan hai. Ay, mere Allah, there's nobody to have any shafqat and muhabbat for that ummat anymore. Even the Muslim countries, oh my beloved Allah, have become the enemies of the Muslim ummah. Mere Allah, tu unko hidayat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, shake the coalition of the enemies. Ay Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ay, mere Allah, aaj bhi tu qadir hai. You can cause the planes to crash even now, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, you can cause the bombs to fall on their own heads, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, unhi ke saro ke upar usko gira de. Ay Allah, unke aapas mein dushmani paida kar de. Create such division, oh my beloved Allah, ke wo aapas hi ke andar lad mar karke khatam ho jaye. Allah, either give them hidayat of iman and Islam. But oh Allah, if they have declared themselves enemies of Muslims and the Ummah, and they have made up their minds to destroy the masajid and the old and the sick and the feeble, and the men and the women, and our little children, oh my beloved Allah, and our cities and our villages, then oh my Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Very Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr. You are the same Allah who was in Uhud and Khandaq. You are the same Allah who was in Hunayn and Tabuk. Oh my Allah, you assisted and helped the Muslims on so many different occasions. We may not be like the Sahaba-e-Kiram, oh my beloved Allah. Lekin hum ummat hi hai tere pyare Habib ke. Ey Allah, tere pyare Habib ke hum ummat hi hai. Mere Allah, agar hume takleef pahunchegi to tere pyare Habib ko takleef pahunchegi. Ey Allah, to hume bhi khush kar de. Aur tere pyare Habib sa sab ko bhi khush kar de. Ey Allah, give us istiqamat on our deen. Ey Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, just as you helped, oh my beloved Allah, in the protection of the Kaaba Sharif, you send the Ababil and you destroyed the army of Abraha. Allah, tiny little pebbles destroyed such huge army. Aaj bhi tu kankar barsa karke dushmanane Islam ko khatam kar sakta hai. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, shake their military might and power. Unki quwwat aur taqat ko khatam farma. Bring humiliation and disgrace upon them. Allah, after so many months of bombing, oh Allah, they've rained bombs upon those innocent people more than the bombs that rained, oh my beloved Allah, in the Second World War. But up till now they have failed, oh my beloved Allah, to get Osama and Mullah Umar. Allah, how much of humiliation and disgrace they have already suffered. 100 countries of the world, oh my Allah. If this is not your nusrat and your help, then what else it is for the mujahideen? Allah, lekin ab to tu unko kamyabi aur fatam farma. Allah, dobara unko kamyabi naseeb farma. Aur pura mulk unke qabze mein ata farma. Tere liye koi mushkil nahi, mere Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah. جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا عطا فرما جو قرضدار محتاج ہے ان کی تنگدستیوں کو ختم فرما جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما جو بے اولاد ہے ان کو اولاد صالح نصیب فرما جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما all the works of deen that are taking place oh Allah accept the works of deen all those who are working for the sake of your deen give them ikhlas in their hearts اے اللہ the ingredient that is missing in our lives is ikhlas there is no sincerity in our actions and our deeds Therefore, Allah, we are not seeing the fruits of our deeni work and activities. Allah, hame ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, all the duas that Rasool-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for the ummat. His entire life he made duas for the ummat. Ey Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to enter jannat until the last ummat he has entered jannat. Ha, mere Allah, all of us are desirous of running and dashing into jannat. But oh my Allah, that sinless and masoom Nabi of yours, he's going to wait until the last ummati enters Jannat. Oh my Allah, how can we cause injury and pain to him with our actions and deeds? Especially in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. Allah, watching the filth on the television screens and staying away from the haram at the time of namazes and indulging in evil of zina also in Madinah Sharif and Makkah Sharif. Ha, mere Allah. Give us some realization, oh my Allah, when we are indulging in haram deeds, that on Mondays and Thursdays when my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummat for whom you showed so much of concern, that ummat has made its homes into cinemas and theaters, and all the filth is coming into their lounges and into their bedrooms. Allah, when are we going to get up from our slumber and from our negligence and indifference? Mere Allah, ab to hame ehsaas ata farma. So much of balas and musibats and afats are coming on the Muslim ummah. Lekin hum hai ke guna chhodne ke liye tayyar nahi ho rahe hai. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema. Don't let the angel of death find us watching some filthy film on the television screen or reading some filthy magazine. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino or a disco. Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us away to Madinah Tayyiba at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. O Allah, let our souls depart. Let our shahadat be there. And let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. O Allah, show us some tajalli of yours at that time that our soul comes dancing towards you. Allah, jitne khair ki dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne humare liye mangi, bless us with all that goodness and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ki sadqe mein humari duao ko qabool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب